June 1863, through a series of stunning military victories, Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia has successfully driven Union forces away from the Confederate capital of Richmond. In the Western Theater, Vicksburg is under siege from Union forces led by Ulysses S. Grant. If Vicksburg falls, the Union will gain full control of the vital Mississippi River. To the southeast, Union troops and ships are bombarding the key port of Charleston. James Longstreet urges Lee to send troops west to relieve Vicksburg. But Lee, like many of his officers, is a Virginian and chooses to save Virginia over Mississippi. Lee's army, 75,000 strong and in splendid condition, heads north, using the Blue Ridge Mountains to screen its movements. To the east, Jeb Stuart's cavalry, Lee's eyes and ears in the field, also swings north toward Pennsylvania. But Stuart fails to maintain contact for a full week, and Lee is blind to the Union Army's size and position. The commander of the Union Army of the Potomac, George Meade, sees an opportunity, the chance to cut off Lee's army far from its home base of Virginia. The Union Army, with 90,000 men, moves north from Maryland and pursues Lee into Pennsylvania.